time for a school district update on Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me this morning in studio, I have Superintendent Lance Hatch with the Carbon County School District. We're going to talk a little bit about this, the bond that's coming up that the school district is trying to get so that they can do some necessary repairs to Helper Middle School and to Carbon High School. Today, we're going to focus mostly on what the bond would do at Helper Middle School. Superintendent, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about just kind of an overview of the bond really quick, and then we'll get into what's going to go on at Helper Middle School with the bond money.
Yeah, well, first of all, we want to let the public know what an honor it is to work with these amazing young people that the community chooses to entrust their education to us. They send them to our schools, and we enjoy so much working with them, and they are outstanding kids, and we're seeing some amazing things from them. We take that responsibility very seriously, and for that reason, excuse me, we feel it's very important that we make sure our facilities are safe and that they are up to date, and that we can provide the programs and the opportunities that the kids deserve. So our school board has made the decision to bond for $36 million for the purpose of addressing some of these major issues in our two oldest buildings.
And so let's talk mostly about today. This week we're going to talk about Helper Middle School. Next week we'll talk about what's going to go on at the high school. So let's dive into Helper Middle School and give a little bit of background of Helper Middle School and let people know what the bond would go to take care of there.
Yeah, Helper Middle School was built in 1936, and at that time, the architectural and structural designs for schools weren't up to the standards that we have today, and it is a good building, though. It's solid. It's vertically, it's structurally sound. Where we start to get concerned is the possibility of lateral movement, seismic activity. We had a study done by some engineers that determined that the structure, should there be a significant seismic activity, it would not fare well. So we weren't sure what to do about that, but in a study that we had done by an engineering firm, they determined that for $5 million, we'd be able to fix that problem. And that really entails adequately connecting, the walls to the floor and the ceiling all throughout the building. It's a somewhat invasive process and a challenging one, but for that type of investment, we could extend the life of that building for another 20 plus years. So we were excited to hear that. There are other issues with an old building when you have a boiler system where it pipes steam throughout the building, and those pipes are have been there since 1936. They don't hold steam so well. So our efficiency is very poor out there. So we'd like to replace that boiler system with rooftop units that are more efficient and make the classrooms more comfortable for everybody.
And so that's mostly just the stuff that people won't see.
That's right.
That's what you won't see, and that's maintaining the structural integrity of the building itself, and then heating and cooling.
That's right.
Those are things that people won't see. What are some of the things that they will see?
Yeah, well, one of the concerns we have in an older building is access for people with disabilities, and this bond will allow us to change the entryway and do some things that will provide better access for people with disabilities. We also would like to address the bus parking. Right now, when the buses pull up for drop-off or pickup, it basically shuts down the whole neighborhood.
I was just going to say, if anybody's ever dropped anybody off at Helper Middle School in the morning, they know. They know that when those buses are there, the life is at a standstill.
Yeah.
Because it's a narrow street to begin with. They did mm-hmm. kind of remedy it with no parking on the one side of the street. But yeah, a bus lane would be great. And that would just go right in the front of the building there, kind of.
Yeah, it would kind of take the spot of where the sidewalk is and some of the grass that's in the front. Not all the grass, but some of it. And so the parking issue for buses would be addressed, as well as some student spaces. We in an older building, sometimes you walk in, it kind of feels almost like a prison. And there's a few simple things that we could do that, working with the architects, that would really brighten up the school and make it accessible, make it pleasant, and create some spaces where students can congregate, they can do projects together, and that's really focused in the area of the cafeteria and the media center, upgrading those areas.
When I had Principal Bradley and Coach Howey in for Helper Middle School, we talked a little bit about it, and that's what they said, is kids just do laps now. And I said, that's what we did when I went there. Is, you know, you just walk the bottom, and you got your steps in, and you went upstairs, and that's what you did the whole morning. Because, yeah, there's really no place other than the entryways. Really, there's no place for kids to just kind of congregate and hang out there at the school.
That's right. Yeah, and that is an important part of school.
It is. It's social. It's very social.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the gist of what's going to go on at Helper Middle School. Now, I read somewhere that you're going to have a meeting this Friday. Is that correct?
That's right. We had one yesterday at Sally Morrow, and this Friday at 6 o'clock p.m., we'll have a meeting at Helper Middle School, and anyone in the public would be welcome to come and ask questions. And I do want to mention one other thing, though.
I'll go right ahead.
And it's a frequently asked question that we get all the time. We get people coming up and saying, there's only, you know, under 200 students at Helper Middle School. Why not just close the school?
Yes, and we've talked about that, too. And there's money that's tied to Helper Middle School, correct?
That's right, yeah. A long time ago, the state put Helper Middle School in a category called a necessarily existent small school, meaning that the school needs to exist to serve the community. And the rules of that have kind of changed over the years, and we are grandfathered in, so we receive $500,000 a year, and that virtually pays for all the operational costs of the school. And should we close the school, we would lose that funding, and that's one of the primary reasons that we just can't see ourselves being able to afford that. If we were to take 200 students and drop them in to Mont Harmon, number one, they don't really have much room at Mont Harmon as it is, but if we did that, we would lose the $500,000 from the necessarily existent small schools money, and we wouldn't be able to take the staff that currently serves those students, and so there would be extra kids with no extra help. So that's a huge reason for keeping the school, and we just want to communicate that.
And that is very important for people to realize, that if you were to move these students from Helper to Mont Harmon, you would still have the same costs involved, but the money would be gone.
That's right. Yes.
And that's, I think, one thing that people need to understand as well. All right. So the meeting is this Friday at Helper Middle School, 6 p.m.
That's right.
Get on up there if you have any questions. The school district puts these on. If you have any questions, go and ask them. Go find out what's going on and just be informed of what this bond is really all about. All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about with Helper Middle School?
Well, there's on our website, carbonschools.org, there's a link right on the very first thing you see, and it's to go to the bond website. On that site, there are 7 videos that detail the different aspects of this bond. So we encourage people to go there and become informed. It's coming right up. On the 15th is when those ballots get mailed out, so people are going to see those in their mailboxes soon.
All right. Well, Superintendent, thanks for stopping in this morning. And once again, next week we will be covering the improvements that would be going on at Carbon High School.
Yes.
So be listening for that, and thank you for stopping in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, now for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you tune in to KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.